I'm ready to go on.
Okay.
Thank you. So, HaKosher VaHamatir. These are two of the 39 Malachas. Says Tosfos, Tzach Iyun. Imechaye VaMatir Shelo Almanas Likshar Olo. Fascinating question. Umidulotani Lekidatani Mochag Almanas Likhtov. It said in the Mishnah, Mochag Almanas Likhtov. At the end of the first wide line. Okay? Is that the only Almanas? Gentlemen. How many times is the word Almanas found in the Mishnah? Lua Bosai, where else? It's also on the Mishnah Bahat. Mishnah is about Peh. At least have a contest. Mishnah is about Peh. Correct. Korei Almanas Litfor. So the word Almanas is found twice. Tosfos picks one of them. And says he wants to know why over here.
And
Mokei Almanas Litfor. Oh, that's correct. That's what Tosfos does quote. And there's another one. Korei Almanas Litfor. So how come there it says it and here it doesn't say it? It implies. Here it's not true. No. Ein l'dakdek. Tochinai me lo katani. So ser almanas livnos. Doesn't say that. Whereas we know beferish gemara. Perma malik and aflam and alf and veiz. Arminan the hedger. Divinan so ser almanas livnos. It's a beferish gemara. So you cannot deduce from omission. Rabosai. You cannot deduce from omission. Fine. But then the obvious question is, why the omission? Why did the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah, choose to use the Almanas term twice, Korei Almanas Litvo Shtei Tfiros, and Moch Almanas Lichtov Shtei Osios? Why did he choose to mention the condition of Almanas in these two, whereas he decided to omit it with respect to Soser Almanas Livnos and potentially Matir Almanas Likshar as well? So, if you look at the last line of Tosfos, V'hod lo toni lei b'matir v'soser, why didn't it say Almanas in those two? Soser is clearly needed. Matir is a matter of dispute, Tosfos doesn't know. Pirashti repairing base, that's why, on the Ma'am Makomas, I don't see it here, there should have been a Tosfos. Well, let's take a look there. Let's take a look at Tosfos, Lamed Aleph and Beis, and see what Tosfos says. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Only one Tosfos. Let's see the second half of the Tosfos. The Toma. Kevan de Soser. U Mechabe. Whoa. Mechabe? Mechabe? That's not found anywhere in the Mishnah. Nor is it even mentioned in the Tosfos. Wow. Mechabe. So now, Rabosai, we have a whole series. Let's count again. The Mishnah has Korea, Almanas Litvor, and it has what else? Moch Almanas Litvor. That's two. It's two. Tosfos is discussing here whether you require Matir Almanas Likshar. They quote a Gemara, Soser Almanas Livnos. And the Gemara over here says Mochek, excuse me, Mechab Almanas Livnos. Guess what? All the twins are in this, potentially in this category, right? Two are found in the Mishnah explicitly. One Tosfos is misupik about, Matir, they don't know. And yet they are not Lamed Aleph and Beis. It says explicitly, Soser Almanas Livnos. That's what Tosfos quotes in the Gemara. That's a Dibra Maschah. Soser Almanas Livnos, the Komo, Shlobim Komo, we'll see soon what that means. And Tosfos is also talking there about Mechaber. How did Tosfos know Mechabe? That's the context of the Gemara there. It's a famous Mishnah, which we say every Friday night, most of us. It's Kachosalaner, etc. So the Gemara is discussing the Malacha of Mechabe. Chayim Hashem Mechabe. And the Gemara it attaches this to Soser. So Tosfos is clear, Tosfos, in Lamed Aleph Beis, you need Mechabe Almanas Lahavir. So if you need Matir Almanas Likshar, it's a clean sweep, 5 for 5. All the twins, there's positive and negative, constructive and destructive, and you only chayav in the destructive if you do it with the intention of a subsequent constructive. Is it clear? Okay. Tosfos is not taking a stand over here. But then the obvious question emerges. Two are found in the Mishnah, and one, absolutely for sure, Sosra Manas Livnos. Two, almost for sure, because the context in Naman Alpha is Mechava Manas Lahavir. And three, which is questionable, Mata Manas Likshar, are conspicuously absent from the Mishnah. Why? Says Tosfis, Vim Toma. Even the Sosra Mechava Bin Amanas Livnos Lahavir, the Perikla Godol, the Tanan. Hamachava Vas Soser, Havel Limisne, Hamachava Manas Lahavir, Vas Sosra Manas Livnos. What a great kasha. How come it's not there? What's the answer? Here's Toma. The Hosam Nami Lokotoni Le Elamishum, the boy Lemisni Shiura Dishte Osios Ushte Tfirus. Since there is a minimum quantity of writing two letters and sewing two, what's the translate? Tfirus? Stitches. So therefore, they wanted to give you the minimum shear. That's why they mentioned amanas in the Mishnah. Av mechaber v'soser amanas lahavir v'livnos kol shu mechayev l'ritzvich l'misne. Didn't bother telling it to you. It's obvious. All negatives require a positive at the end, and there's no shear because bonus chayev b'kol shu and maris is b'kol shu. Presumably, kosher would also be chayev in kol shu. Otherwise, their teretz wouldn't work for matir, if it really is true. They don't spell it out, but that's what you have to say according to this particular suggestion of Tosfos, that you need matir manastiksha. Any questions so far? This is Pasha Pasha. If you have a question, especially the small sheet, you can raise your hand. You were embarrassed last year to raise your hand. It's a big oilum. So they can raise your hand. Moshe, have a question? Okay. You can feel free to raise it at any time. Okay, fine. Good. Let's get back to business here in the Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Tosfos is going to try to bring proofs one way or the other. Do you require a matam and ask or do you not? Let's take a look together. Well, the Fima Shapirish Rashi B'Gemara, Daf Ayin Dalel Amud Beis, the Misramile Tre Kitri Bahadi Hadodi, if there are two knots near one another, how did Rashi explain? Bishnei Chutim Ze Eitzel Ze, two strings, one near the other, Shori Chad, Umeiniach chad. What does that mean? You untie one knot and you leave one knot. Just leave it there. Mashma, the michaye below amanas likshar. According to Rashi, what's the case? Unfortunately, they didn't do a perfect job in the sewing, and there were two adjacent strings, each of which had a knot to make it whole. Knots don't look very pretty. When you sew things, you don't want to have knots, extra knots lying around. So what they do, they untied one knot and left one knot. Clearly, according to Rashi, when they untied that knot, there was no intention of retying it. You see, klar, that matir is chayev, even shaloh amanas litvar, says Tosis, but I don't like the pshat though. The lashon kotar, lo mashma ki perusho. What do you mean? It says over there, what does it mean? It says over there, kota. And Rashi said, kota means meniach. Let's take a look at the Gemara, if I endow them in base, to see for a minute what the Gemara says and why Rashi's trad is considered to be a dochak by Tosfos. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Here we are. I endow them Amud Beis towards the bottom. The last five lines. The Misramile Tre Chute Kitri Bahadi Adodi Shori Chad, and our guess is Vekotar Chad. You untie one and you tie one. Says Tosis, tie one? According to Rashi, no, you're not tying anything. You're leaving one. You're untying one to make it neater, and you're leaving the other one. Doesn't sound right that leave, that kotar means to leave it there. I think Rashi has a big dochak. Lo mashka pirusha. Back to Tosis. Avarach pirush. Bechein mashka pirushami. Kishen nivsak chut b'shnei makomos. Ah, this is a much more familiar scene to us. A string was cut in two places. v'nikshar, and each time it got cut, it was tied in that place. They have two knots. Matirin beiz aksharim, you untie both knots. Umashlichin lechutz ha'emtzoy, the middle part you throw into the garbage. V'chozrin v'koshrin shtei ha'roshim zebazeh. Now you tie the two parts of the long strings to one another throughout the middle part. V'yedro ala kesher echot. If he's there, if that's the case, mashma the boy, amanas likshar. You ever visualize what's going on over here? It used to happen sometimes when we're fixing the A-roof, and it would rip once, it would rip twice. He said, every rip is a danger, so it's gonna fall down on Shabbos. Let's take the two things together, get rid of the middle part, and then you have one saw point, only one pressure point where there's a kesher, not two. So in this case, one is better than two. It says opposed to Tov Mashnayim and Echad, but in this case, Tov Echad and Ashnayim, less chance of it falling down again. That's exactly what they did. They weren't fixing an Eruv, they were fixing, they were making curtains. That's obviously a kosher, a Tov, a Matir, a Manas, Likshar. Follow me? You're untying two knots, and then tying, is A, B, and C. A is huge, C is huge, B is a little B. And A is attached to B, B is attached to C. You untie B from A and C, you get rid of B, and tie A to C. Everyone follow my... I want to tell you that I have certain difficulties when it comes to visualizing all these things. When I was a first-year student here in the yeshiva, a long time ago, they gave us aptitude tests. I don't know if they give it anymore. Tests, all kinds of fields, and they can predict what you're going to do for a living based upon what you're going to be good at. I was, Baruch Hashem, good at many, many things. Many things. B'liyan hara. But there was something actually, I was in such a low percentile, it was embarrassing. I think it was called spatial perception or relation or something like that. I just don't have it. I have to know what you don't have. It's important to know what you don't know. So I'm not good at these things, and when learning kosher, I'm not going to be good. But Mordechai is a chayal, served in Tzal. He himself tied many knots in potentially extreme situations. He must be very good at it. He's going to bring in rope tomorrow. And we're going to have live demonstrations of the knots. The only rope I ask you to bring in next week, everyone, please bring in next week. Please bring in one of these. Does everybody own one at least? Okay. It's a very serious halacha question, and the different ways of making them. Steve, can I see you? Yours is the same as mine. That's no good. We need the different ways of making these ties. I think it's the same as mine. So when it comes to the ties, one of the stories I mentioned before is actually pictures. They call EU rim in Arizona, like 3D, they try to show you how you make a tie. That'll be the discussion of next week. But tomorrow we'll have ropes, okay? Okay, I'm all saying, so this much I can understand. This I do understand. This far I got. More linear, if I may. It's not linear. Very, very straight. Fine. So far, I'm all saying, so far, so good. It's interesting. If you look in Rashi, enough Ayadalim at base. Let's see the Rashi that Tosus is quoting. Ayadalim at base, towards the bottom. Let's take a look together. Bahadi Adodi, Shnei Chutim Zeitzel Zeh, Shari Chad, La'acha Arigosan Matir O'echad Mipnei, why? Shebolt in Venirin. They protrude, and they're visible. It's not so nice. So you get rid of one of them. V'kotar chad, klomar, meniach kamo shehu. That's the difficulty. Who wants it? What's the Aramaic term? What is Aramaic? Because an Aramaic term. Give me the Hebrew version. Kosher. Kosher. Leave it? It's called kosher? That's a very difficult translation. Rashi is sort of forced into that shot. Right? Doesn't sound right. So the rock shot, of course, fits in much, much better. Of course, we understand, Abosai, take a look over here, there are different texts. Again, five lines from the bottom. Dimis Ramile Tre Chuti. Look at the Bach Gimel. I assume I have the same Gemara. By the way, if you don't have a Gemara yet, Omos Mahada is a Gemara of choice. Okay, this has all the Mepharshim in very clear print. Okay, Gimel Tre Kitri V'teves chuti nimchak. Don't ever count Rashi out. They're both saying Rashi's Rabbi Shel Yisroel. He had the girsa tre chute, which fits in much better with his interpretation of two adjacent strings. The Bach felt compelled to take it out. It wouldn't surprise me if Rashi's girsa was the e misraimale tre chuti, right? Bahadi hadadi. I don't know if he had the girsa even the word kitri. I don't know. Okay? If he had it, maybe chutim means chutim kshurim. Okay? So that's Rashi's interpretation. Now, of course, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, which you saw in Tosis, means what I said before, if A, B, and C, you untie A, B, B, C, put A, C together, that is in fact the case of Mata Manas Litra, that's for sure. The question is, how do you know, how are you sure that it's required? Just because it happened to be the case, maybe you would have been chayev in Mata Shalom and Manas Likshar as well. I guess the answer is, Rabbi Osai, if this is the source of the Mishkan, all the Machsel are from the Mishkan, if the source is this, then Misvara, has to be a Svara, that Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted as saying that there is no obligation of Matir Shalom and Manas Likshar, the same as Korea Shalom and Aslitfa, those are the two closest to one another. And we have in the Mishnah as well, Mochek Shalom and Aslichtov. And we saw in the one of Lamed Aleph, Sosa Shalom and Aslivnos. And it appears there, Mechaba Shalom and Aslahavir. So it's a Svara. All the big five of the twin Melachas should have the same status. But not as a problem. Rashi again. So the Gemara, Rabbo, said, let's get back to the Gemara of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Start from the beginning. Hakosher v'hamatir. Kshir v'mishkan heichavoy. What's kshir in the Mishkan? Amarava, shekein kosher v'yasedos oholim. Remember, they were tents. Tents have to be tied to pegs, which are attached to the ground, presumably. And that's called a kesher. Frank the Gemara, havu kosher amenas lahatirhu. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Yisedos aholim, noatzim yisedos b'karka k'dechsiv, yisedos b'mishkan. V'kosher n'hayurias b'mimei sarayim. So you're tying a knot of this rope around the peg. Kosher maslahati, what does that mean? V'chiyai gavna patrina le'lekamon, ditznan, kol kesher she'ena shel kayoma, ein chayovin olav. It's a mission later on, it's on the Mara Makomas from both sides, on the Kuf Yud Gimel, Omer Aleph. A lot of the Makoras will be from the 15th parak when we finish those in the 7th parak. You see that if you have in mind to untie the knot, you're not chayef. Why in the Mishkan is it considered to be a kosher almanas lehat? Anybody know? Mishkan moved. When the Mishkan moved, they detached these knots. They undid them, presumably. It was kosher almanas lehatir. You're not chayef kosher almanas lehatir. On both sides, that phrase, which we just read together, sort of almost on the fly, is perhaps the most important phrase of all in the entire discussion of kosher. Yes?
Wasn't everything the Mishkan kosher almanas lahatir?
You mean all the lavat ha-tzalavas was almanas?
Yeah.
No. When they dyed the dyes, when they did choresh till ofer, till mevashel, they were not going to uncook it. No, not at all. But this one, because it was yisedos aholim, which were then untied from their pegs in the ground, should be considered kosher amanasa. Let me ask you the following question. If I perform a malacha and I plan to undo the malacha later on, does that pater me by all malachas? Am I pater by all malachas?
No.
The only place in Shas that I know about in all of Shas where you find such a phrase is here. Kosher amanasa l'hatir. Here and only here. Are they saying this to Shiva? Nowhere but here. No, but here we don't have this expression, Rabosai. What's unique about kosher? That's unique. Now I should add that patrina, it's very important as a sort of an overriding the principle. There are three phrases or four you'll find in Masechta Shabbos. It's chayev. Chayev means you're chayev one of two things, one of three things. We chayev skila chas v'shalom if you do it bemezid. Uve Asra, Uve Edom, etc. Chalila Chayav Kores. If he did it b'mezid, that's b'day Shemaim, of course. If he did it b'mezid without a Hasra and or Eidim. And Chayav Korban, if he did it b'shogeg. The word Chayav means all three. What these Mises Bezdin, or Kores, or Korban. That's Chayav. The word Potter, his Patrinan, means you're not Chayav any of those three. No Skila, no Kores, no Korban. Aval Piken, generally speaking, the word Potter means Potter, Aval what? Aval Aser. Obviously, the word Aser also usually means Aser, Aval Potter, as opposed to Chayav. And Mutter is, that's the promised land. Mutter means you're allowed to do it. Okay? Here they use the word Patrina, didn't say Mutter, but keep that in mind. Fine. Go a little bit further, Rabbi Osai, and see what it says in the Gemara. Says the Gemara as follows. Elam Abaye. Shekein orge yirios shenifsik lehem nima koshrin osa. Okay. Those who are weaving the curtains and something ripped, so they tie it. Omalei rova tiratsa kosher. Matir ma'ika lememar. Okay, it's kosher. We know we have kosher in the Mishkan. Where do you have matir? Which would make you chayav, as we spoke with Rashi or the Rach. Hashda lifnei melech bosav adam ein osin kain. Lifnei melech malchei hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu osin. You wouldn't do such a thing. Rashi hashda ein osin. Kshematiro nira nekav biriya. 1 second. Excuse me. Hold on. Let's just read the Gemara until the end, and we'll come back and read the Rashi later on. Okay? So you wouldn't, it's a sign of poverty. If you can afford it, you would just throw this out. Koshrin umatir. Okay, so Rashi is explaining to us why you wouldn't do it for Melech Basav Adam. It gives you these, maybe tomorrow the Boy Scouts or the Army soldier will tell you what it means exactly. If you undo it, there's a hole in the curtain, doesn't look nice, etc. Tzadik Hilosin, says Rashi, Litzboa Atcheles B'domo, who came in dog cotton, Vola Achas Hashivim Shana. Wow, this is a famous Tcheles that some people think they found for the Tzitzis. I have my grave doubts, not for now. Okay, once every 70 years, these things are found on a daily basis. But anyway, so koshrinu matirin, shekol rishosos asuyos ksharim ksharim. What is a net? A net is just knots. Vein kishre kayoma, very important phrase in Rashi. Yonu chayav akesh shel kayoma. Upa'omim shetzorech litol chutin mereshe zu, ulahosif al zu, matir mikan vekosher mikan. You'll take it off, you'll untie it from one net and place it on another net. On another net. Very good. Very good. Getting the pressure from here, Abu Sai. What is this? Matir what? Help me out. Matir what? Amanas what? Liksha, right? He's untying it from here and he's tying it there. Wait a minute. Rashi before, as explained by Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amudaf, said that there is no need for Amanas Litva because you're chayav, they're two adjacent knots and they both are protruding and it looks ugly. So you just take one out to make it look nicer. You're chayav on the spot, even though you're not going to make it retie it. So why over here is Rashi give an example of untying on this net and tying an extra piece of string onto the other net? A contradiction in Rashi. I repeat one more time. Does Rashi require Amanas Litva or does it Amanas Liksha or not? Initially, Rashi seemed to say, you do not, as Tosfos explains on Afayin Gimlum and Aleph. And at the end, he gives an example where, in fact, you did tie it on to another net. Anyone want to volunteer something here? Yes?
Rashi was explaining the Havamina and Mora, but Chitema. If it was that case, then it would be. You wouldn't have to be
on that. That's what some suggest. The halacha lemaisa, Rashi agrees, you have to have mata menas liksher. The habim it held differently. That's one possibility.
The
one was Tosos thinking. The Tosos didn't assume that was the mata. It's going to change on this particular point. More likely, Rabbi Osai, and this is on the Ritzva and the Maror Makomos. Now the Maror Makomos were more or less ordered in the following order. The first column of 1, 2, 3 are sources which can be found in your Gemara Shabbos. I think without exception, they're found in your Gemara. We have to have this Gemara, it's all there. Doesn't mean we're going to go in that order. Just want to put it in that order for that reason. Then the second column, what they call here 4, have a Ritva. So the Ritva that I'm going to quote now says so beferish, this Nakuda, right over here, as follows. He says, no! Rashi's mater is chayav even shalom almanas likshor. Rashi gave an example, but it's sodeh chalozom. You're taking one string off net A and putting a new string, that same string, on net B. Isn't that considered to be kosh matanas likshor? What's the answer? No, not yes. Why? Well, it's like, come on, figure it out. Why?
It's different, not altogether.
And therefore what?
Therefore it's
not what? One word. One word I want from you. One word. 6 letters. First letter is a base. Apparatus. Come on. No one knows? The word is bimkomo. We already saw enough lamad aleph and base. Whenever you need an amanas, it's always bimkomo. Here you move from one net to another net, that's not bimkomo. So therefore, that's the equivalent of shalom anas liksha. So says the Ritva. And all the mefarshim who say differently, I don't think they're right. That comes from a very significant mefarshim. I asked them to see a few sources on the Mishnayos. We usually don't learn Mishnayos in this year, but here Mishnayos, the mefarshim of the Mishnayos, that's number 6. Tosas Yontif, Tosas B'Kiveger, they talk about these, Kiveger talks about this question. I think the Ritva shot is the best shot. There's no machlokas. No machlokas. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, according to Rashi, it seems to hold that you don't need matar menas likshor. Why is matar different from all the other twin malachas? Right? It's mefurish in the Mishnah. Korei amanas litvar, mocha amanas lichtov, mefurish in the Gemara. Sol shir amanas livnos. And from the context of the Gemara, it's almost mefurish, mechaba amanas lahavir. Why is matar different than its 4 other, we'll call them negative twins, that all require amanas for a positive? That's the question I'm asking you, a thought question. Anybody? Yes?
Maybe it's because it's not changing the actual object. Like if you, it's not like, you know, like if you completely destroy something, or if you put out a fire, changing object, but time can still be redone or whatever.
Very good. That's the answer. The other 4 are really destructive. They're negative, and they undo completely what came before. It's not considered to be a destructive, can't be chayiv unless you have an ultimate positive going forward. However, matir is just untying it. I'd like to show you. Can you get me on the? Get me an Aruch HaShulchan. Can I get me an Aruch HaShulchan on the screen? Aruch HaShulchan is somewhere laid down in the Makoros sheet. In the 3rd column, but let's see right now if you can get it from me. I should do this myself, right? Last year I knew how to do this already.
Last year I didn't
get it. But I forgot already over the summer. Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Yud Zayin, Shabbos. Shin Yud Zayin. I have to get into the. I haven't done this for a few months, so I have to get back into it. Shin Yud Zayin. Is there a screen down, by the way?
Yes.
Can you see? Can I see behind me? Is it big enough? Now you're sitting in the front. It's big enough, yeah? That's another milestone. We'll have to make it bigger. Okay, watch this. Let's see together. Menachem, you see it? I was saying about the atosis and stavku. We've been in matam as nikshar. Davka. Korea menas litfor. Imlav. Datam nota. We've been in davka as nikshar. Because of a rush. Shalmi. Rashi says no. Kishem shuchai ba kishurin ka chai ba la tempirish Rashi. The tzayod echilozen, the tzrochim, the prokim, the hat, the kishri rishosos, the kayamas, kidei le katron, o la harchiva. Right, the bahatoro levad, chayav. V'dochak loma de kabanos ala kashra machakach. V'chein kosta b'klad bol gavi yuris ha-mishkan, ayin shal. V'chein mashu divi ha-rambam. Mafet is ha-psil, chayav. Shalo yiskaven le kalkil. What's a psil? Like in the tzitzis. Strings are woven together, right? And you unwind them, as long as you're not having in mind to destroy something, you'd be chai. Frek darach ha-shulchan, v'isakataita the dafka manas l'ikshor, lo shayach lomar, shal yiskaven le kalkil. Come, move on. Obviously you have in mind to do it again in a better form. Elevarai de memata l'chud chayav, imein mazek kilkul. What's the difference? V'zer efresh ben korea, the bevadai kilkul. And also, whenever you rip something, by definition, you're destroying something. Ripping is destroying. L'chein tzorech amanas litvor. And the same is true. Erasing is destroying. With me, remember? Erasing is destroying. And destroying is destroying. So say. Follow? So they're destructive. Erasing, they're all destructive. Mashenke, bematir. Ha-ha-toro atzma havi ha-tikun. I'm not destroying the knot. I'm very gingerly and carefully untying a knot. The name is Shadin Zeb Machloka Shnuya. Rashi Rambam holds you don't need Mas Nikshar. Tosfos Rosh say you do. Look at Pirush Mishnah. So it's a Machlok. What I want to Rosh Hashulchan is he's saying the reason why Matir is different is because Matir is not considered to be destructive. Not destructive. What's his raya? Let's read it again. He's assuming you know what's going on. He says, Isagadaitach amanas likshor, yinyamas likshor, lo shayach lomar shliyiskaven lekalkel kamuvon. As self-explanatory. What does that mean? Shliyiskaven lekalkel. If yinyamas likshor, by definition, it's not miskaven lekalkel. Why? Because your whole tachlis is not lekalkel. Your tachlis is what? Rabbi Osai. In order to knot it again. That's your kavon, that's your tachlis. That's not considered to be a kilkul, that's considered to be a positive. Ad kan the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. Who said he's right? Who said he's right? Maybe I am untying something with an intention to be mekalkel, to ruin it, to destroy it. And afterwards I'll put it back together again. Get an impression from the Aruch HaShulchan, we should take Almanas very seriously. Not just I'm doing A and I plan to do B, which is its reverse later on. No! I'm doing A in order to do B. Almanas doesn't mean a condition. Almanas is what we call in our language the tachlis, the purpose of what I'm doing is B. Follow me? That's a much higher level of Almanas. We shall see soon. Is a matter of great dispute. Since he assumes that Aruch HaShulchan Almanas is for the tachlis of retying it, so therefore, Rabbi Osai, therefore, you are going to have to be chayiv in such a case, right? The kshir afterwards. You can't consider the untying to be a mekalkel. So it's obvious. Why must Rambam say that it's not mekalkel? Because the Rambam holds you don't need amanas likshor. If you need amanas likshor, it's obviously not mekalkel. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying amanas in a very literal sense. That the purpose of what you're doing is in order to subsequently retire. Okay, that's otherwise the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't read. Is this in fact true? Is this in fact true? That's the question. Is it in fact true? That's how you define amanas. It seems to me is a matter itself of tremendous dispute. How you define amanas? This is a very good time to discuss it now. We're talking about the various amanases. Listen to where I'm coming from. Rabosai, the question is raised by the Achronim on our Tosis. Right over here. I ain't dealing with that. The first time we started Tosis. Take a look. Back to the original Tosis. Ayin Gimel Amen Aleph. Tzarech Yin, they're not sure. Imechaye b'matir shelo amanas likshor. Yeah. Wait a minute. This is the kash of the Karen Oriens. On this daf. Doesn't understand. If, Rabbi, listen very carefully. If you're mekalkel, you're certainly potter. If you're not a mekalkel, it serves a purpose. What do you mean? You want to know whether matir is the same as korea. You need korea, manas litvor. You also need matir manas litvor. That's not true. Even the original case is not true. You don't really ever need exclusively al manas litvor. How do you know? It's a mefurish gemara. But in order to show this mefurish gemara, we're going to take a step, do it in two steps. First, we're going to turn to a toisus I asked you to see. An ayin gimel amud beis. I don't know if you saw it yet. Ayin gimel amud beis. V'tzorach le'etzim. Now, Tosfos is making reference to a very famous machlokas. We have to give a little bit of a glossary of terms here. Something called melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Rabbi, by a show of hands, who has ever heard of this concept of melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? Raise your hand. Most, yes. Not everybody. Melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa means, very simply, that you do not need the gufa melacha. How do you define that? So it's very possible on a simple level, the gufa malacha is what they required in the Mishkan. We all know, I hope you know by now, that we derive all the lamas and malachas from the Mishkan, as it says, malachas machshoves, I think it's Pashas Vayakel, I believe, where we find when they constructed the Mishkan, it's called malachas machshoves, and that's the definition of malacha by Shabbos. So that's called malacha. Malacha is malachas machshoves. Oh! In the Mishkan, they needed a certain result. What if you need a different result? You don't need the result that they needed in the Mishkan. So that expression is found right over here on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look, Rabosai. Take a look. Almost here, a little more than halfway down. Hachofer with small Zion. Hachofer Guma, the Shabbos. You dig a ditch. It's Bona, digging. No, I don't need the ditch. All I need is the dust, the dirt. Potter olel. Why? Obviously, it's melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda, dama melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa chayav olel. That's matak and then a mekalkas. I just wanted to show you the phrase in print. Here it is. Melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is found here, Rabosai, on the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Masech to Shabbos. A very important yisod. Ein tzricha l'gufa is potter according to the Rabbi Shimon, chayav according to Rabbi Yehuda. Almost every pass like Rabbi Shimon, except for the Rambam, who passed like Rabbi Yehuda. This is just background information. Okay, some of you may know all this before. Says Tosfos, Zomer v'tzorach li'etzim. It's a question we have to: how many korbanos? One or two? I feel Rabbi Yehuda to mechayav b'chashen tzir l'gufa be'inan tzorach li'etzim. Why? To lo mikri be'etzim kotzer. Rabbi said all the Pturim in the world are divided into two categories in Masechta Shabbos. One are general Pturim and the other kind is local Pturim. It's very important to get it straight. A general Ptur partners in all or nearly all the Malachas. A local Ptur is local to that particular Malacha itself. Rabbi, I'll give an example. By a show of hands, who in this room can rattle off a whole series of various Pturim in Masechta Shabbos? We just had one. We had two, actually. We just read two in this Gemara. What are the two we read over here? What are they? What? Chazanu? No? Angel was one. What else? We just read it. No. That's on Ayin Gimel Beis. We read two things. Mekalkel. What's Mekalkel mean? Destructive. So these are Pturim Klolian. General. General, they apply it to all melachas of Shabbos. Anyone else know any other Pturim? Melachas Machshavos. It's very possible that Mekalkel is derived from Melachas Machshavos. Maybe an answer to the Gula, maybe based upon that. You're right. Melachas Machshavos is a general Pturim and it has many subdivisions. Dava Sheni Miskaven is even more general. Dava Sheni Miskaven applies not only to Shabbos, it applies to Kol Yisrum Shabbat Torah. It's even more general. Good. That's number three. What else? Psikresha is not a reason to exempt, it's a reason to obligate you, even though it's a Dava Sheni Miskaven. But that's a general din, but it's in the wrong direction. Okay, what else? Okay, we have two or three examples. It's a general Ptura. Says Tos over here, no. Sarach Li'etzim is a local din. Ktsira, in its purest sense, is when you harvest grain. Whoever heard of cutting down trees, that's considered, or pruning trees, that's considered to be harvesting. You're not harvesting anything. It's the only chayev, if what? If you need the actual wood. Where do you find the precedent for this? Midi dahave akorea amanas litvor umochek amanas lichtov. Says Tosfos, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you require korea amanas litvor, presumably with no exceptions. Always have to have amanas litvor. Says Rabbi Kiveger. Says Rabbi Kiveger, give you an ashas. Okay, mavur to svirlu to af hecha she'ena mekalkel to tzarach leis adava mikom akom poter afil Rabbi Yehuda to svirle she'ena manas litvor lo mikwe afil Rabbi Yehuda excuse me to svirle she'ena manas litvor lo mikwe malacha chashuva v'chein nir midevrei ha what's the Rosh Tevis? Anybody know? Kesef Mishnah perek yud alacha yud mehilchel Shabbos. Anybody look it up? Not yet? Okay. I have a Kesef Mishnah in front of me. Perek Yod Alach Yod and Hilchot Shabbos. Rabbo said, do you have an Ein, is there an Ein Mishpat HaMole in the back of these Gemaras? Is there one? Why it starts? Yes. Let's see if Yod Yod is in there. Yod Yod. Yes, it is in here. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? Korea. Not all of you have it, so let me. I'm trying to save a little time. Not everybody has the English, but how many have an Oz Vada Gemara? Raise your hand. Not enough. Okay, so I'm not going to read you the entire Rambam because you don't have it in front of you. Just to save time, we do this as little as I can. Those who have it, so I can look. And if you bring your Rambam, it also won't hurt. But for the moment, Yud Yud. It's on going on the last five words of the Rambam. Haposeach beis ha'otzer, beis ha'tzavar, excuse me, b'shabes chayev. If you open a hole for the neck, you're chayev. I had a question, halacha l'maisa, do you believe this? I had a question, halacha l'maisa, last week. Somebody asked me, he's walking in the rain, he has a plastic garbage bag, he wants to make a hole in the plastic garbage bag to put his head, and he'll use it as a cover for his body, his clothes shouldn't get wet. You may be chayev, I told him. This is the case. Who ever heard of someone being chayev on Shabbos? He thought, yeah, what's wrong? What could be bad? What could be bad? That's what he's doing, no? Haposeach beis hatzavah. He's opening a place for his neck, for his head to go through. B'Shabbos. Chayev. Chata says he. Test submission from the Ritvon, Makas Av Gimel. V'mnei shetiken kli. Pirish, I mean the Kesef Mishnah now. Nehi delo mechayrishim korea. Why not? The korea shelo amanas litbaru. Kesef Mishnah said, the korea shelo amanas litbaru, therefore you are potter. Nonetheless, mechayrishim tikkun kli, tavi gemar malacha, but told the makab patish. Fine. Wait a minute, Rabosai. This is not a kilkul. This is making a shirt. Right? You're making a shirt by punching a hole through the material. So you see from the Kesef Mishnah, says Rabbi Kiveger, that is what you call a sine qua non. You can't move without it. It has to absolutely be a what? A case of korea amanas litpor. And if it's not amanas litpor, you would be potter, even if it's a tikkun. You now have a way to go and walk in the rain, as the case may be. Wow. This is an amazing leniency that the Kesef Mishnah says pshat in the Rishonim and Terek Yud Alacha Yud. Fine. frekta mekiveger. The kasha li misugya de la kaman daf kufayam and beis. Stop. He expects you to know what's there. On both sides, does anybody know what's there? What's there at Kufayam and beis, which might be a question against the view of Tosfos and the Kesef Mishnah? Let's take a look ourselves. Don't trust anybody. Kufayam and beis. Says the Gemara. The first Gemara after the Mishnah. Quote a Braisa. Reminu. Hakorea Bachamoso. One who rips in his rage. Uve Evlo Valmeso. In his mourning. Chayev. I'm a Pisha Machal Shabbos. Yosday Kriya. So is a halacha that whoever loses a relative, as you probably know, is required to rip a garment. He did it on Shabbos. Chas Shikhan do it on Shabbos. He did it on Shabbos. So he's Chayev. He fulfills his mitzvah. What's Korea Bachamoso? In his rage. In rage? People who act in rage? They really chayef? What, are you kidding me? Are you joking me? Take a look at Rabosai. The last narrow line. It's our first Dvar Musa. I'm told in the Chodesh Elul, we heard today that Musa. Musa says at 10 o'clock tonight, we'll have a brief Musa Vart at 2:20. A little ahead of the game. What's it say over here? On the last narrow line. Hamakarea begodo bachamoso. This case, he rips his clothes in anger, or meshabe kalev, or mefazem osav, all in a fit of anger. Yeh beinecha ka'ovet avodah zara. Whoa! He's like an ovet avodah zara in your eyes. How could that be? That's what the Eitzara says. Today do this, tomorrow do that. What it mainly means is, Rabosai, he's not in control. We all know the feeling of anger. I've been angry too many times in my life. You're out of control. You say things and do things you never really would do if you were thinking straight. So the guy's angry. So why should he be chayav if he rips his garment? What's he doing? It's the biggest kilkel in the world. He's out of control. Says the Gemara on the fifth wide line. No, he's very much in control. Very much. It's all a bluff. He makes believe he's angry. Lo tzricha al de ka'ovid le mirmi emsa inche beise. Oh, he wants the members of his family to quake. He comes in there, he's the boss, father knows best. You have to actually listen to what daddy says. So what does he do? He starts ripping clothes in an apparent fit of rage. He's not angry at all. He's in complete control of his emotions. He's making believe he's angry, so the children will listen to him. That's what Gemara says. So you'd be chayiv in that kind of case. Wait a minute. Where's Almanaz Lidpur? Kivegas Kasha. Where's Almanaz Lidpur? Where do you find Almanaz Lidpur over here? Where? What? Who? Where do you have this? Whoa, what a great Kasha. That's Rabbi Kivegas Kasha on the Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Right? That's in the Gilead HaShas. I'll ask you a shout here, Mosai. Wait a second. Maybe he will sew it up. He is intent on demonstrating his rage to his children, so they should obey him. Or he is intent on ripping a garment to discharge his obligation when a first-degree relative is lost. As you well know, that we rip kriya, and he said shiva with the ripped garment, etc. Maybe when the shiva is over, or when the so-called rage is over, no one's looking, he'll sew it up. Yes?
That's a good point.
We're discussing even the quote of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Yechayim not an Shul Guf. So what's the assumption of Rabbi Kivega? And, yes?
Exactly.
Kivega in his question assumes that Korea Almanas Litfah means you're ripping it for the purpose of sewing it up. This fellow who is demonstrating rage or Nebuch lost a first degree relative and is required to rip his clothes, even if he intends on sewing it up, that was not his original intention to rip it in order to sew it up. He's ripping it for one of two other reasons. Either to demonstrate his mourning or his so-called rage. Sew it up. That's not called Almanas Litpur. assumes Rabbi Akiva this question. But guess what? One rabbi's question is a different rabbi's answer, Rabbi Osai. A different rabbi's answer. Before we go any further, I want to show you a Rashi on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. This is on the Makoros as well. A Rashi. Mem Ches Amud Aleph, it begins. Towards the very bottom. Last line and a half. HaPoseach Beitz HaTzaber B'Shabbos Chayav Chanas. This guy wanted to do it on Shabbos. He almost did it on Shabbos. Can you believe it? Says Rashi. HaPoseach Beitz HaTzaber Shel Chaluk L'Chatchila. Open up a hole in a piece of cloth or the equivalent. Chayav Chanas Da Hashta Komashvi Leimona V'Chayim Eshem Makim B'Patish, which is Gmar Malach. Says the Beis Yosef. Rav Yosef Kar wrote the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Ketzer Mishnah. Same thing he says over here. Why aren't you chayev on Korea? You know why? Not a manas litpor. Even though Rav Osai is a metake, kiveg as a tzorachi and gadol. Comes along another great sefer. I have it on my desk in disguise. I kid you not, it's in disguise. It was a great man. A great man. The Sokach of a Rebbe. Now, when you go to a Rebbe, after there could be one more than one Rebbe by the same official title. Rabbi Twersky see the quote of the Shemi Shmuel as a Sokach of a Rebbe. True. But he wasn't the first. His father's Rabbi Avram Misokachov. He wrote the famous Sefer called what? Egle Tal. Egle Tal was supposed to be written in the 39 Malachim. That's the name Tal. The lot of Shabbos and Shabbos with the word Tal in it. You know, this Tal Oros and no Egle Tal. Because it's Lamates. He was originally, I guess, supposed to write all 39. The Egle Tal proper, when it was printed, I believe only has 12 Malachim. I'm pretty sure. As the Sidur Depas, I think he has one more. I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe two more. I already forgot. Who knows? Who's ever learned Egle Tal before? I don't remember myself. Yes. Gozes. Malabin? I don't think so. I think he has 12 malachas. But you know what? This is, I believe, he wrote this, printed in his lifetime. There were many, many tshuvas that were printed posthumously by his son, Shmuel. His son, the famous Shemesh Shmuel. You got Shmuel Ben Ardina. All those tshuvas cool. Anybody know? All the tshuvas of the Sokach I've ever called. Everyone know the names? Famous, very famous tshuva sefer called the Avnei Nezer. I think he was known by the name of his sefer. The Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was the Sokach of a Rebbe who lived into the 20th century. You're talking about a man who lived 100 years ago, you know, approximately. I think it's, if your say was, look it up on your internet. Tell you a second when he lived about 100 years ago. Succeeded by the Shemesh Shmuel, who was his son, succeeded by the Shemesh Shmuel's son, succeeded by the grandson, who opened a shtibel in Beit Vega. Ever spent time in Beit Vega, anybody? Nobody? There's a Sokach of a shtibel there. My grandfather, Olav HaShalom, moved to Beit Vega, and he died with a Sokach of a shtibel. He actually opened up the shtibel. He had the key. It's coming at 4:30 in the morning, opened up and say to them. So I have many fond memories of when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Tovshin Chavav Chavzayin, a long time ago. I was having the Shalach Shabbat Shtibel, a beautiful Shtibel. Talmid Chachamim. Oh. And they used to say the Hasidish Rebbe's don't know how to learn. That was a, the Litvaks don't learn. It may have been true in the initial phase, then it became a rebound. Gedoli Olim, Mamish, Gedoli Olim, the Gerer Rebbe, and the Sokach of a Rebbe. These were Gedolim, right? The Sasemes and Adonis, huh? The Alter Rebbe, Alter the Babish Rebbe, he's a Gedolim, the Babish, Mamish, the greatest Gedolim. The fact that they were Hasidish Rebbe's, how should we say, notwithstanding, I don't know how to say it properly, because I come from Hasidish stock myself, but whatever it may be. So he has Chumas Avnei Nezer, which is a separate sefer. But the beautiful version of Egle Tal that's on my desk has in it the Chumas and Avnei Nezer, which go and call the Seder HaMalachas. So as I say, it's printed in our in the new Egle Tal, which is, if you have it, It's a good. I can't say the Bible is far. You can go broke, but it's a beautiful sefer. And he says, what you said, Mecham to have the nezer. Almanas means, yeah, you plan to do it. And a chinami. Guy ripped his garment to show that he's boss in his house. Or he ripped his garment because Halacha says if you lose a relative, you're required to rip your garment. And he has the mind to sew it up. Rabosai, I want to show you this in a half a phrase in the Bir Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, who has the Mishnah Berurah in his possession right now? In this yeshiva. Who owns the Mishnah Berurah here? Not everybody? Tomorrow, I want everyone to walk in, if with nothing else, please walk in with the Mishnah Berurah. And we'll be analyzing, I'll tell you right now, because we have to stop, it's time for Mincha, we'll be analyzing, among other sources, a Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Mem. I'm not even sure if it's on this list, in Sif Yudalid, the Ramaskal Velom. So I don't think it's on the list, it's really on Korea, but we will see that, and we'll see from there further halachas as well. We'll stop here to go to that mincha. Okay.